This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Creating art is one thing. Marketing the art, marketing yourself as an artist, building a business, that's another thing altogether. Helping artists figure out the business end of things is the focus of an event this Friday at Wayne State University. It's titled The Business of Art. Jocelyn Rainey is a painter, a sculptor, and dean of instruction at Wayne County Community College. She also founded a nonprofit community arts program called Finding Mona Lisa. Jocelyn Rainey, welcome to Stateside.
Oh, thank you for having me.
And John Dones is with us. John is the founder of Studio Teal. It's a design and strategy firm. John's done photography, art and film production, art direction, fashion, and lots more. His mission is to help artists build a bridge between creativity and business. John Dones, good to have you with us.
Cindy, thanks so much for having me.
What would you say, Jocelyn, that the program, this business of art that's coming up at Wayne State, what's it trying to accomplish?
I think that it's trying to accomplish helping artists be self-sufficient, because when you're self-sufficient, you're able to open up opportunities for yourself and others. So I think that after we get over the joy of being an artist and being free, we have to figure out how to take the talent that we have and make a living from it.
And that's really kind of your center focus with Studio Teal, isn't it, John? Trying to help artists become aware of and not afraid of the business side of their art?
Yeah, absolutely. And just, you know, better understanding how to message about their work. So often, you know, you get caught in your own artist statements. And, you know, when you want to talk about what you're doing, you want to trigger some kind of different passion points. And so I help artists look at their own work with sort of fresh eyes and understand the best way to sort of talk and sell, you know, themselves.
And what is the toughest thing about getting that to happen? It strikes me, John, that the part of an artist that makes them a great artist might also make them averse to thinking about business with connotations of the business plan, that it seems sometimes at loggerheads with making art.
Yeah, it is a little bit, but I also feel like we're, at least in the emerging arts sector, this next generation is a lot more open to these types of things and understanding new models for their own creativity.
What do you see with your students, Jocelyn?
Well, I see that, you know, when it comes to college, students always think that you graduate from college to find a job. Well, of course we want them to have a job, but we want them to also think about being an entrepreneur. And when you become an artist, a creator, a dancer, a musician, or what have you, you become a business. And if you're scared of that part of the business, then while you're in college, you should make friends with the business students so that they can help you.
Absolutely. And when you look at the near future of the labor force in general, but this applies, I think, in many ways to what Detroit is right now, we're looking at a freelancer explosion. By 2020, 50% of the labor force is going to be freelance. And I would say that it's already quite a bit like that now in Detroit, with less employers and, you know, less jobs. You have to be entrepreneurial. So it's even more important for, you know, people operating on a freelance basis, which is the backbone of an arts career, to, you know, be smart about what they're doing and how they're entering the market.
Well, I'm sure that even the idea of step one, I've created a piece, somebody wants to buy it, how much do I charge for that? I would suspect that first step is tough because you don't have any idea.
And that's where dealing with other artists, seasoned artists, and, you know, gallery owners and things like that, that's where your business comes in, because any exchange of money is business, exchange of money and product. And so you have to learn how to price your work and don't price yourself out of the market. Give yourself time to grow. And you can't really look at, you know, if you go into a gallery, here's an artist 30 years in the business and they're charging $50,000. You can't, you just get out of college, $5,000 is too much for your work. And so you have to understand how to sit at the table with people when it comes to pricing your work, how to build up your audience, how to build up your collectors, how to get in collections. But you also want to understand business so that people won't take advantage of you.
And how long did it take each of you? Let me start with you, John. How long did it take you to get to that point that, that Jocelyn just spelled out so well?
Well, you know, a little bit of my backstory. I lived in New York and I did a studio program during college and, you know, had the good fortune of sort of falling into this elite sort of sphere of the art world for a while, working for an artist named Doug Aiken on a project for MoMA. And so I got this like really intense crash course on the players and the sort of language and all of the sort of kind of art world. I use this term consciously. There's sort of a grooming involved in terms of the language and the business mechanics, incentives, and what's happening, and all of these things that sort of like contribute to a art world articulateness. And so that happened for me, you know, at least on a cursory level fairly quickly. But moving back to Detroit to finish school, taking some time off of school and getting involved in the art scene here, it began to show me a sort of new way that art could potentially operate, you know, that Detroit has the potential to show a new model for how things can be done.
And what about you, Jocelyn? Now, you're teaching now, but I'm sure as a budding neophyte artist, that's some scary stuff you spelled out.
That is. I attended College of Creative Studies, and they came up with a class called The Business of Art. And so I was encouraged by Gilda Snowden, who's one of my mentors, to take that class. And that opened up a whole new avenue for me when it came to being an artist. And I also worked for Georgia Namdi and at the G.R. Namdi Gallery. And after that, I opened up my own gallery. But it was scary. It was scary. I didn't know how to, I was nervous about pricing it. You know, when I went into a gallery, we want to give you a show. How much is this? And I was nervous. I didn't want to say too much. And so I had to consult with people. And even though I took the class, I still had to consult with people that are seasoned in the business, you know.
And that, thus the business of art happening this Friday night at Wayne State to help kind of give artists kind of a crash course in this. And what are your hopes? What could a stronger arts entrepreneurial scene mean for the whole state of Michigan?
In my opinion, I think we need to allow arts to infiltrate many other markets outside of, or areas outside of your typical channels. And I think we also need a funding sort of mechanism that is more willing to take risks and allow for arts to participate in communities and communities to participate in the arts and for new definitions, new ways for art to participate in the world that isn't so intimately attached to the sort of commercial market forces that it, you know, are way more prevalent in most other markets besides Detroit. So in a way, that's sort of the opportunity we have.
And Jocelyn Reddy, what do you think the payoff would be of having that stronger entrepreneurial art scene?
Well, I think it would, you know, help artists thrive and survive on their talent. And that's really what you want. You want artists to be able to survive on the talent that they have because it's one of a kind, you know. And so you just don't want them, especially young artists, you don't want them to be taken advantage of because it can be tiring and it can be discouraging. And so we just want to, you know, encourage the artists to just keep creating. That's what we want to encourage.
This sounds like a really enticing program. And I want to thank you so much for both sharing with us today on Stateside.
Thank you so much, Cindy. Thank you, John.
Jocelyn Reddy and John Doanes, they'll be on the panel discussion, The Business of Art, this Friday night, starting at 6 at Wayne State University's Old Main Building. It's free, it's open to everyone, and you can get all the details at michiganradio.org.